रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः। बालकांड चैप्टर 17 द डिसेंट ऑफ द देवतास एज वानरस। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। When the Supreme Lord Vishnu had taken the preliminary steps to come down as the sons of Dashratha, the lotus-born one Brahma, from whom the future is not hid, said to the Devas, "The Lord goes down amongst men in pursuance of His promise to us and for our good. Send ye down from your essences sons to assist Him in His fight with Ravana. Choose ye fit vehicles among the Apsaras and Gandharvas and beget sons ape-like in form. Capable of assuming any shape at will, they should be masters of the art of illusion, like unto the wind god in speed and unto the supreme Vishnu in might, invulnerable and unconquerable, with the strength of fierce lions in them and endued with the terrible energy of all the astras, immortal, even as the celestials who have drunk the nectar, intelligent, conversant with every rule of morality and skillful in adopting the means to the ends. Once, when I indulged in a deep yawn, I brought forth a mighty bear, Jambavan by name, of course with an eye to future contingencies. And in cheerful obedience to his commands, the sages, the siddhas, the vidyadharas, the uragas, the charanas, and the other celestial orders brought forth sons of their own essence, monkeys that roam the woods. The great Indra gave birth to Vali, the monarch of the monkeys, of vast proportions even as the Mount Mahindra. The sun god begat Sugriva, Brihaspati begat Tara, the wisest and the foremost of the monkey host. Kubera begat Gandhamandana, like unto him in wealth. Vishwakarma begat Nala, Agni begat Neel, radiant even as his sire and excelling the other monkeys by his glory, splendor and valor. The handsome Ashwinis begat Mind and Vivid, no less beautiful than their sires. Varuna began Sushena, Parjanya, the god of rain, begat Sharabha, of vast strength. Vayu begat Hanuman, like unto Garuda in speed, and of adamantine body, impervious even to the Vajra. Thus countless myriads of apes, baboons, monkeys and bears came down on earth to assist the Lord in exterminating Ravana and his wicked brood. Their strength was immeasurable. They could take any form they liked, of vast bulk like unto Meru or Mandara, resembling their sires in shape and height. Some were born of monkey mothers, some of bears, some of Apsaras, some of Vidyadhara maidens, some of Nagas and Gandharvas, some were born of celestial fathers, some of sages, some of Gandharvas, some of Garuda and the feathered race, some of Yaksha, some of Vasuki and the others of Nagas, some of Siddhas, some of Vidyadharas, and some of Uragas. Proud in their strength, even as lions and tigers, fighting with the rocks, trees, and teeth and claws, they could shatter the strongest tree and uproot the hugest mountain. Their speed was such that the mighty lord of the rivers was shaken to his very bottom. With the blow of their feet, they could rend the solid earth in twain. They could lightly leap across the vast oceans, course along the sky and catch by the hair the fleet-footed clouds. They could fly away in sport with huge elephants that range the forests in the pride of their strength. Their roars could cause the most powerful birds to drop down dead from their dizzying home among the clouds. These mighty beings raised the earth and the sky, and their seed grew and grew by hundreds and by thousands and covered the face of the globe. Some of them lived along the sides of Rikshmana and the other mountains, in dark forests and lonely woods, on the banks of charming lakes and swift-coursing rivers, on the high hills and in the low vales. Some of them recognized as the monarchs the brothers Vali and Sugriv, the king and the heir apparent, born of Indra and Surya. Their leaders were Nala, Neel, Hanuman, and other mighty monkeys. Vali extended his powerful arm over them, and under its shadow lived in peace and prosperity the high-minded and valiant apes and monkeys, bears and baboons. And these mighty beings of various shapes and features and of vast and fearful bulk, like unto huge mountain peaks or cloud banks, came down into the world to serve the Lord in his noble task and darken the broad bosom of the earth and its numerous mountains and valleys, hills and dales, forests and woodlands. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.